follow you. Take a little longer. I will follow you. Take a little longer. I'll follow you.
The character of truth or sincerity, part 2. The character of truth, the character of sincerity. 2 John chapter 1 and in verse 4. I rejoice greatly that I found of thy children walking in truth, as we have received a commandment from the Father. The character of truth, the character of sincerity, part 2. We are in the month where we are dealing extensively with the subject of character. Our objective today will be to understand our calling unto the truth. Number 2, we'll understand the manifestations of untruth, insincerity or falsehood. Untruth, insincerity or falsehood. Number 3, will understand the profit of truth or sincerity. Understanding the profit of truth or sincerity. I said in the first service, and I'm going to repeat that by way of introduction, there are five, six things that the scripture makes clear regarding truth. Number 1, the God we serve is the God of truth. The God we serve is the God of truth. Deuteronomy chapter 32 and in verse 4. I'm reading different scriptures from the ones I read in the first passage, in case you are there. He is the rock. His work is perfect. For all his ways are judgment. A God of truth. He is the rock. His work is perfect. For all his ways are judgment. A God of truth. Psalm 31 and in verse 5. Psalm 31 also and in verse 5. Into thy hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. Daniel chapter 4 and in verse 37. We serve the God of truth. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth. Works are truth, and his ways judgment. And those that walk in pride, he is able to obey. So we serve the God of truth. Number 2, Jesus Christ is the truth and teaches the way of God in truth. He is the truth. He teaches the way of God in truth. Jesus Christ is the truth. He teaches the way of God in truth. In John 14 and in verse 6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Matthew chapter 22 and in verse 16. Matthew 22 and in verse 16. Matthew 22. And they sent out unto him their disciples with the Herodians, saying, Master, we know that thou art true. So he is the truth and teaches the way of God in truth. He is the truth and teaches the way of God in truth. We know that thou art true and teaches the way of God in truth. That was repeated in Mark chapter 12 verse 14. We know that you are true, and we know that you teach the way of God in truth. We know that thou art true, and thou teachest the way of God in truth. Jesus Christ is the truth. Number 3, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, the Spirit that we have, the Spirit that we carry, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. In John chapter 15 verse 27, John chapter 15 and in verse 27, the Bible said, And you also shall bear witness because you have been with me from the beginning. Proceed on. Right. Back up to verse 26. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeded from the Father, he shall testify of me. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. Even the Spirit of truth, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeded from the Father, he shall testify of me. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. John chapter 16 and in verse 13 also makes it, corroborates this, that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. How be it? When he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. The Spirit of, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. That was number three. Number four. Children of God are called to walk in the truth. We are called to walk in the truth. In the first service, we saw 1 John chapter 1 verse 4, which we also read just now. And he said, I rejoice greatly that I found of thy children walking in truth, as we have received the commandment from the Father, walking in truth. Now, 3 John 1 4, also 3 John 1 4, 3 John chapter 1 verse 4. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. God is speaking. I have no greater joy than to see that my children, the children of God, walk in truth. I have no greater joy than to see that my children walk in truth. God wants to be excited to see you walk in truth. His joy is full. His joy is complete as he sees you walk in truth. Can somebody say a loud amen? I have no greater joy than to see that my children walk in truth. I have no greater joy than to see that my children walk in truth. Now, God expects us to walk in truth. Number five, Satan the devil is the father of lies and the father of untruth. Now, John chapter 8, verse 44. John 8, 44. He said, you are of your father, the devil, and the lusts of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. Can we look at another translation? The ones we haven't seen before. The ones we haven't seen in before in the service. We can look at the New Living Translation and also look at them. He said, for you are the children of your father, the devil, and you love to do the evil things he does. He was a murderer from the beginning. He has always hated the truth, because there is no truth in the devil. When he lies, it is consistent with his character. For he is a liar and the father of lies. He didn't do anything strange if he told a lie. It is consistent with his character. Alright, look at the NIV. It was very brutal. The NIV was very brutal. You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth. For there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language. He is speaking his vernacular. For he is a liar and the father of lies. His language, people will understand him. You are of your father, the devil, and it is your will to practice the desires which are characteristic of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks what is natural to him. For he is a liar and the father of lies and half-truths. That is why I don't take the devil's threat serious. That's one reason why the devil, I can't be threatened by the devil. Because what is the threat of a liar? You know, The devil stands and he said, look at you there in the grave, in your coffin, in the grave. And you are standing here and he said, look at you there. And here you are standing and say, here that you are there. That is why I don't have the time to negotiate with the devil or even ask him questions. Say, demon, what is your name? He might decide to tell you, my name is Gungun Ganga. Anything that comes to his mouth, which is a lie. The first and the last time Jesus asked the devil his name, the first time and the last, it was a lie. What is your name? He said, Legion. Legion is number, not name. What is your name? Legion. We are, the meaning is we are many. What is your name? We are many. After that, did he ask him any question anymore? Did he ask any other devil? Even if you want to kill a man that has not learned Spanish, can he speak it? Okay, no matter how drunk he is, can he speak it out of drunkenness? That's how the matter of the devil is. From this moment forward, every threat of the devil on your life is a lie. Every threat of the devil regarding your family is a lie. Can you stand on your feet and scream, it's a lie? Help me tell three people around you, tell them, it's a lie, it's a lie. Say that threat of the enemy is a lie. It will not come to pass. It will not happen. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. And the final thing we said this morning, the destiny of all liars is the eternal flames of hell. Eternal flames of hell. Revelation chapter 21 and in verse 8. Everybody read it together. But the fearful want to go. And all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone. And this is the second death. May you never be found there. Very, very quickly. What are the manifestations of untruth? In the first service, I mentioned some. I won't explain it, but I will just run through them again. First of all, we said outright lies. When the person calls black white and white black. Second, we talked about misinformation. The passing and the distribution and the pushing of wrong informations. Then we have falsifications of results, certificates, exactly malpractices and those kind of things. Then we have false weights, measures and balances. Situations where the meter is adjusted for the sake of profit. You thought you were buying this and you didn't buy it at all. And then we looked at cheating and outright fraud. Where people with trickery try to make profit from others. We looked at all of that. Now, going forward, I'll mention five more manifestations of untruth, of insincerity. And the first one here is called exaggeration. These are not things that you may hear all the time, but exaggeration. When truth is stretched beyond their limit, truth stretched, facts are stretched. When there is the excessive coloring and flavoring of information to make them more appealing. Exaggeration. Somebody had a program in a room that can contain 50 people, and though the room was filled, you say in that place we had over 500 people. That is 10 times. Exaggeration. One thing I have noticed is that those who talk so much have the likelihood of exaggeration. Evangelistic talks, elastic talks, loquacity, verbal diarrhea. The Bible said in the multitude of words, they are wanted not seen. Those who talk so much, they talk so much. They exaggerate a lot. And it is sinful. The next one is deception. This is the action of deceiving people to believe what is untrue. Deception. The scheme that leads someone to believe what is untrue, mostly to the advantage of the deceiver. Deception. There are people who have deceived people to travel all the way from long distances, only for them to arrive at the particular destinations to realize everything was a lie. Young men who are deceiving young ladies that they are going to marry them, and they know in their heart they will marry them. I know this, a young man who literally promised almost 12 to 13 people that he want to marry them. From one to another. Deception. I also know of ladies who deceive men. They keep this one. They haven't given a word to this one. Okay, you want to marry me? Okay. It's okay, we can go ahead. And then another one is all there. Let me be just be managing the two of them. Let me see which one will eventually work out. Deception. I can let you know that deception is the foundation for destruction. A young lady was pregnant many years ago, and the brother in court that they had, they were together. I said that this person is looking so robust. And the guy told me, oh, it's the glory of God. Up till the 9th month, the father was not aware. Suddenly, she had labor. I can never forget this. It's not something I heard. It's something that I witnessed. And they went to the hospital. Father took the child to the hospital thinking that there was an what we call acute abdomen medically. And the doctor said, Oga, you are welcome, sir. Where are delivery things? Doctor to the hospital said, where are delivery things? This man almost fainted. Delivery what? He was like a fool in the front of the doctor. Oga? You mean you are not aware that she is pregnant? He didn't know who he was to her, whether his wife or daughter. This man almost died. It will never be your portion. Such kind of bad story will never be your portion. It will also never be your family's portion. In the name of Jesus. Deception. A man realized only after 10 years that the wife he married already had a child. And every time they went to the village, this little child would be hanging around. Whose child is this? It's one of the children in the compound. 10 years later, he realized. What? That will never be your portion. From deception, we have false affidavits, or what they call perjury, lying under oath, where somebody goes to falsely declare an age that is not real. False declaration of age. One day, somebody brought a document for me to pray on. CV, looking for a job. Date of birth, 1975. And I know the person. The person forgot that I know that the date of birth was 1967. Wow. Another one came like that. The same story. I said, what happened? He said, oh, it was in the same office they went to seek for a job. That he said, there is job here, but you have to reduce your age. That is why there is a lot of non-productivity in our offices. Because people are working whose job foundations are fraudulent. So the potential died even before the work started. False state of origin. This is tough today. I knew of a young man who joined soldier with a false state of origin. He claimed another state and entered. He suffered until he left the place. The soldier work couldn't work. Because if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Number eight is what? That is eight. Is that number eight? All right. Now, nine now, which is number four here, is what I called qualities and standards compromise. Qualities and standards compromise. It's part of untruth. It's part of lie. Have you ever seen constructions that collapse like cabin biscuit? That just crumbled like cornflakes. Where you see the mix of sand and mix of cement. Blocks that you can kick with your leg and break on the spot. Many years ago. Today I'm very, very careful. This would be like 20 something years ago. Somebody asked me to introduce to him somebody who could build. Who studied it in school. And I introduced to him somebody I thought could do that. And he gave him the job of building a house for him. And the house crumbled. How did I feel? Terrible. Give me someone to build me a house that collapsed. That will never be your portion. From that day on, I became very, very careful. when this structure was being designed, I told the construction team, I told them, I said, it is better that we over-design than we under-design. If the gallery can seat 40,000 people, let us design it as if it is going to seat 80,000 people. And let the concrete mix, and every mix be. The other day they wanted to fix a lift in one of the lift wells here. And they wanted to reduce the size of the entrance to chisel. It was almost bending their metal, the concrete. The electrical engineer and they said, what kind of construction is this? He said, this mix is too strong. I told them, I said it was deliberate from the beginning. When we were casting the back of this altar here, we had a raft from the beginning here all the way to the end, about 270 something meters. A little segment of the, just like, I don't know how long that was, the concrete of it was 33 million. Official concrete company with the concrete mixing machine that will pour it and measure it, and then you pay per cubic meter, whatever. That end, just bam, 33 million died. That can build a duplex now on the spot. So, is this, and we haven't reached one tenth of the journey. All right, let's go and buy our own concrete mixer and buy our batching plant and all the construction equipment. That was what led us to do that. Without reducing the quality. Am I communicating? Some people thought they bought cement, but they bought other things that was mixed to make the cement more voluminous. Some people thought they were buying baking powder, but they bought cassava inside, whatever inside. Don't do that. Whatever God can't give you, fraud can't give you. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Somebody say amen at the top of your voice. I see a new day happening for somebody. Who is that person here today? I see a new season happening for somebody. Who is that person here today? If you are that one, shout the loudest, amen. That was qualities and standards compromise, and the final one is called direct stealing. Theft. Stealing. Whether it's pen stealing, stealing in government office, stealing from church offering. Every stealing is stealing. Whether it's stealing of crude oil. I heard of a church where the man and his wife and children were doing business of stealing. They were ushers and they had offering basket. Every the end of the day, they will just see how much all of them collected. That was like the family of Achan, where a whole family perished. That will never be your portion. Stealing with the pen. Or stealing on the road as an armed robber. Stealing in the bank as a big executive that does some fraudulent calculations and diverted some millions or billions. It's all the same thing. Am I communicating? And those who steal with a pen, even steal far bigger than those who steal with the gun. I'm sure you know that. But what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Let me say this before we round off. Anything God does not give you cannot add to your life. Anything you don't get by right will never increase your height. Anything you don't get by right will never increase your height. Anything you don't get by labor or favor does not owe you a future. There is no future for fraudulent resources. Anything you didn't get by labor or by favor does not owe you a future. There is no future for fraudulently gotten resources. And there is no future for the liar. In the first service, I said something and I want to repeat it again. If your words don't matter, you don't matter. It's only a matter of time. If what you say doesn't matter, it doesn't. Nobody can take it serious. Your life as a whole does not matter. And it can be revealed just in a matter of time. But I see someone here, God using your life to impact your generation. Say aloud, amen. What is the profit of truth and sincerity? I will just go straight. Favor and good understanding with God and man. That's number one for this service. Or number six overall. Favor and good understanding with God and man are guaranteed for the truthful. Favor and good understanding. Proverbs chapter 3 and in verse 3 all the way to verse 4. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them upon about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shall thou find favor and good understanding. You shall find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Favor and good understanding. The truthful must enjoy favor, the favor of God. The truthful must enjoy favor, even favor with man. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. I've seen people who returned large amounts of money and stepped into favor with the person they returned the money to. Just stepped into favor, permanent favor. Number two. The guarantee of the mercy of God. Truth and sincerity guarantees the mercy of God. You become a candidate for mercy if you are a child of truth. 1 Kings chapter 3 and in verse 6. 1 Kings chapter 3 and in verse 6. The Bible said, and Solomon said, thou hast showed unto thy servant David my father great mercy, according as he walked before thee in truth. You showed him mercy because he walked in truth. When you walk in truth, God shows you mercy. He shows you mercy. He shows you mercy. The guarantee of the mercy of God. Number three, or now number eight. Establishment and durability of life and impact. Establishment and durability of life and impact. When you walk in truth, God establishes you and your impact is durable. Proverbs chapter 12 and in verse 19. He said, the lip of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. The lip of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. When you walk in truth, your future is secured. When you are a liar, your destiny is short-lived. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say a louder amen. In the village in those days, there are people who tell a lot of lies. In fact, some people say, this man can lie until he tear cloth from your body. Say his lying can tear cloth for body. That is, the tongue is so sharp with lie. Until it's, when you see them today, if they are still alive, wretched paupers, sickly, weakly beggars, everything they touch is a curse. What they didn't see, they say they saw. False accusation. Lie against people. That's a category. They lie against people. Innocent people are harassed by their lies. Conspiracies. False accusations. Experts in those, they don't have a future. 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 Establishment and durability of life and impact. When from 5, what is now called SS2 or SS3, the final year of secondary school, one of our classmates, a junior student, lied against him. That they found him in a situation of iniquity with a female student. This boy's father was a teacher in school, in the same school. The boy was expelled and wrote GCYK from outside, not from the campus. He was devastated. Father was devastated. I mean, you are a teacher in school and your son is expelled. Only for 33 years thereabout later, for the devil to apologize and say, I'm sorry for lying against you. Hi. Huh? 30-some years later, this devil sent this boy, young man, a text message. The boy, young man is a member of this commission as well right now. Texted him and said, I'm so sorry, I was just envious of you. So they lied against you. The young man said, you literally destroyed my life. That little girl that they lied against didn't know a man. The father sacked her from the house. She almost ran mad, almost committed suicide. See the heartlessness of human beings. I had to place that guy that was lied against like that on a 3-day fast. Because as if that trend followed him even in his career. What he doesn't know, they are saying that he did. To break it and release him. Are you following what I'm saying here today? It will never be your portion. Please, before you talk against people, whether it is in their presence or their absence, weigh the consequences. If someone is doing the same to you, will you be okay? That is why love, the law of love is the supremest law. It's the most crucial law we can follow. Because you won't hurt a fly. If God fills your heart with love, you won't contribute to anybody's pain. He
Say he envied him and he told such a lie. None of us shall be the victim of such. None of us shall be the victim of such. None of us shall be the victim of such. If you are a believer, shout the Lord and say amen. Lift up your right hand and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I receive total freedom and deliverance from every arrow of falsehood in the name of Jesus. Finally, is what I call the majestic ride. The majestic ride is the ride of royalty and prosperity. According to Psalm 45, verse 3 to 5 to 4. He said, guard your sword upon thy thigh, O most mighty, with thy glory and thy majesty. And in thy majesty, ride prosperously. Because of what? Truth. Because of truth. Because of truth. Because of meekness and because of righteousness. And thy right hand shall teach thee terrible things. Truth will put you on a ride. On a ride. While others are struggling, truth puts you on a ride. In ministry, in career, in destiny, it puts you on a ride. The crooked people remains in struggle. They may get some things by crookedness today, but no future for it. Truth puts you on the right. On the right. On the right. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody shout the loud and say amen. Everything God has given us the ability to have. On the right. You want us to bribe you before you do anything for us? You are talking to the wrong person. You want to sign something for us with bribe? You are dealing with the wrong person. Let that thing go to hell forever. If God wants it done, he will get it done with or without you. We have seen such plenty. I came across some people in time past that were expecting physical cash, and what I gave them was books, your character and your destiny, and all that such titles. So they told somebody, yeah, this man, it was book he gave us. So, and the man said, don't you like book? Book can change your life. Praise the Lord. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Have you received something this morning? I see the healing power of God, deliverance power of God, life-changing power of God on somebody's life this morning. In the next few minutes, there will be healing, there will be testimonies, miracles, signs, wonders. In the next few minutes. We also have children for dedication from this location and several locations. I'm sure we may have up to 100 children for dedication or 200 today. Lift up your hands and worship him. All right. We got close to... We have 95 dedications. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Lift up your hands and say after me, say, Father, I have come before you today. I receive your help. In Jesus' name. Will you lift up your right hand? And will you stand up on your feet?
Please, for the sake of not grieving the Holy Spirit, because like I said, every time movement happens, when the preacher is ministering, it breaks focus, brings distraction, and can interfere with spiritual transmission. That's very true. So please, between now and when the service will be through shortly, all movements, especially outward, should be completely eliminated. Ushers, bear that in mind. Lift up your hands and appreciate the King of Kings for his word to you. Appreciate the Lord of Lords, the I Am that I Am, the Rose of Sharon. Father, we worship you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Blessed be your name. Adoration to your name. Worship to your name. Everywhere you are, and say after me, say, Father, thank you for your word. In John chapter 15, verse 27, John chapter 15 and in verse 27, he said, "26. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeded from the Father, he shall testify of me." The Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of truth. Lift your hands and your voice and say after me, say, Father,
Father,
I ask
for
the fresh baptism,
the fresh baptism
of the Spirit
of truth.
In the name of Jesus,
I receive freedom
from every trace
of
falsehood.
Lord,
in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Precious name. Obadiah 1:17 says, upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance and there shall be holiness, and the sons of Jacob, the house of Jacob, shall possess their possessions. Pray this after me and say, Father,
we ask
that you will give everyone
their
expectation
in service
today. In the name of Jesus,
we ask
that no one
will
return back
the same way,
Lord.
In
the name of Jesus.
Again,
Father,
we
ask
that
you will give
everyone
their expectation
in
the service
today,
Lord.
In
the name of Jesus,
we ask
that
no one
will
return back
the
same way,
Lord.
In
the name of Jesus,
open
your mouth and pray.
Jesus Christ.
We are asking that every occultic or witchcraft blanket on our nation, the type that happened before now, that made this nation to completely be derailed for almost 8 years, let that blanket be destroyed by the fire of the Spirit. Isaiah chapter 25 and in verse 7, Isaiah said, and he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering that has been cast over all the people and the veil that is spread over all nations. Say after me, say, Father,
Father,
we ask that you'll destroy every demonic, occultic, and witchcraft covering and veil cast and spread over our nation to confuse the minds of people in the forthcoming election season. We command them destroyed by the fire of the Spirit. Now! Open your mouth and pray. We are setting every altar on fire and every demonic high priest on fire. Say after me, say, Father,
Father,
we ask that every altar or high priest in the witchcraft, occultic, or water realms position to antagonize, frustrate the agenda of God for our nation in this season be set on fire now in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that every altar, every high priest in the witchcraft world, the occultic world, in the water realm, positioned to antagonize and frustrate the agenda of God for our nation in this season, be set on fire, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Every altar, every high priest in the witchcraft, occultic, and water realm, positioned to antagonize and frustrate the agenda of God for our nation in this season, be set on fire, Lord. In Jesus' precious name.
Time past, people had used money to put themselves in positions of influence. Some of them evil money, corrupt money, in fact, outright occultic money. Go give these people this money and turn their minds and make them vote terrorism. It will not work this time around. Because money has the capacity to fail. Genesis 47 and in verse 15. Everybody want to go. And when money failed in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, all the Egyptians came to Joseph. You can stop there. Somebody say money can fail. Lift your voice and say, Father,
Father,
we ask
that money
will fail the occultic,
wicked,
and evil
politicians
who
use
evil money
to manipulate
and read
their way
into leadership
in this
season.
We decree
that their
evil,
wicked,
and corrupt
money
shall
fail
in the name of
Jesus.
Open your mouth.
Pray.
Father,
we ask that
money
will fail
the occultic,
fail
the wicked,
and
evil politicians
who
use evil
money
to
manipulate
and
rig their
way
into
leadership.
In
this season,
we
decree
that
their
evil,
wicked,
and
corrupt
money
shall
fail
in the
name of Jesus.
Their
evil,
wicked,
and
corrupt
money
shall
fail.
In
the name
of Jesus.
Lift up your hands and just give him the praise for answer to prayers. And get some. Just lift your hands.
From the throne, please let it flow. 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 Let the fire from the throne. Let it flow.
Everywhere you are. Oh, consuming fire, God. I have come before your throne to be fired up, oh God.
Let it flow.
Lift your hands, close your eyes, and see what is happening right now. In the name of Jesus. Help him there. Lift your hands up. Oh, consuming fire, God. I have come before your throne to be fired up.
Oh, God. Let it flow.
Lift your hands high. Mahashadagayana. Please lower the instrument a little bit. The pains and the paralysis are going right now. Spirit of blindness, liver condition, uterine fibroid endometriosis, living now, the issue of blood, ulcer disappearing right now, the spirit of rejection, the spirit of disfavor arrested right now. the serpentine spirit and serpentine altar is set on fire right now. Demonic witchcraft operations, witchcraft activity, household witchcraft, arrested right now. The witch that will not allow you to leave shall be laid to rest in this season. The spirit of diverted labor is arrested. And there is the release of gifts that are in you that the devil is trying to arrest. Lift up your hands and receive. When I say the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream, I receive. And place your hand on your head and receive your healing. Somebody who came in here paralyzed, all manner of pains are disappearing. Receive your healing, receive your deliverance, receive your breakthrough, receive your miracle. Father, let it be released. Let it be released. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3. I receive. Insect coming out of somebody, I decree today that deposit in your body is retrieved. We fire back to hell. Somebody's right knee is healed. And somebody who struggled to walk in here, I don't know whether you came with a crutch or a walking stick or on a wheelchair or anything like that, just rise up and walk and lift up your stick. There are growths and tumors that have melted and disappeared. Pains that have gone. Ulcer that left. Swollen big tummy that is deflated. The diverse divine encounters from the beginning until now. Shoulder that couldn't lift is now set free. Back is healed. That serpent left your body just now. That witchcraft power is arrested. Those who will not let you rest shall be laid to rest. Your rewards that are diverted are released. Father, thank you. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Master. 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 Blessed be your name. Thank you because it is done. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. God has changed your story, giving you a testimony. Quickly rush to the front here. Take your seat. There is somebody whose life God is changing. It's a man the first name starts with an S like a Stephen, and the second name starts with an E like an Edwards. If you are the person that kind of name combination, there is a gifting and a gracement and an endowment of God that the devil is fighting in your life. What's the name? Stephen? Okay. Ask him to find out. Excellent. Still get more in case you get the exact one. Okay. Right. All is Stephen E. There are many. He's still in there. Just keep getting. Lift up your right hand, everyone here, and say after me, say in the name of Jesus, today I receive the change of story. There are Stephen Emmanuel, Stephen Ephraim, and all of you have all the Stephen E. If there's anyone with the exact words, you let us know. All right. All right, it's okay. Remain standing. All of you, lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. I prophesy upon you right now, every grace and every gifting. Okay, stand over here. Your hands, all of you. I prophesy upon you today, in the name that is above every name, every potential in your life that the enemy has bottled, I declare it released. I declare a fresh release, a fresh release, a fresh release, a fresh release. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, thank you. See all these people here. What happened to her? It's a new day for you. A new release for you. A new season for you. If there is... this one is Stephen, his brother is Edward, so he stood for both of them. There's Stephen Emmanuel, Stephen Edwin, and all of that. But if there's any other one with that name as exact as it was called, you let us know. And if it is in the locations, let us know. Find out for us what's happening here. Somebody matched charm with the left leg. Sensation on that leg is retrieved and returned back to hell. What happened to her? Can go ahead and take the one you have taken.
Our sister Grace says she came to the church with the heavy knee pain, right on the right nail. But in the course of the ministration, the pain...
It is over forever. Lift up your hands, Father, in the name of Jesus. It is over in Jesus' name.
Sister Elizabeth, come this way. She has been battling with the serpentine spirit for the past 20 years.
20 years.
And resulting in disfavor and near success syndrome. Sometimes she sees herself molesting other female in a dream, or they too molesting her. Then the word went forth. She saw the serpent jump out of her, and she believed.
Lift your voice and someone say after me: say, every stranger in my life, every stranger in my body, today is your end. You are living now. On your marks, get set, shall go.
Yeah. What happened?
She had a dislocated right shoulder.
Come forward here.
Got it. Couldn't lift that hand. Couldn't take it to the back. All this shit. Zoe.
I can take it up to this place. It has been pulling like it will pull, and I'll have to pull it back. And now I can take it all around like this, and I can even take it to the back here.
Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Stand over here. Everything that has been dislocated, disconnected in your life, I declare.
Is this your first time here? Today is your very first time here.
That the person that cannot move the shoulder should move. And then I started sweating immediately. And then I turned the hand like this and then take it to the back here.
Oh, wow.
And I saw that it's reached here.
Which part of Abuja are you from?
Galadimawa, sir.
Oh, really? Did you come from Dunamis in Galadimawa?
Yes, sir.
But this is your first time at the Glory.
Yes, sir.
How many of you have come from a Dunamis location to here this morning? Let me see your hand. Okay. How many of you are at the Glory Dome here for the first time? Let me see. You haven't been here before. Wave it. Right here. Wave your hands all over there. You haven't been here before. See all the way to the back there. All right. Today is your beginning of, is the beginning of your being here. It's your beginning of your coming here. Stand over here. In the name of Jesus. Power of the Holy Ghost. It's completely free. All right. All the Stevens, go ahead. With the E surname. Go ahead and return with your testimony. In Jesus' precious name. We have so many people here. Somebody lift up your right hand everywhere you are and ask the Lord and say, Father, what belongs to me today? I receive my portion. Lift the hand high. Touch me with your hands. Oh, Lord. Touch me with your hand. Oh, Lord. I declare the release of a new touch upon you. I decree the visitation of God upon your life. I decree the change of your story right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Yes.
Sir, Brother Kelly came all the way from Kurudu to worship with us this morning. He said he had spinal cord issues for 5 years. Couldn't bend to pick anything from the ground. While you were declaring, he said a serpent came out of that place. And now the pain is gone and he can bend.
What they call spinal cord pain in the physical was a serpent in the spirit. Do what you couldn't do before, brother. A serpent left his back and his ear. Behind many physical things are spiritual issues. I prophesy upon you today, every demonic entity, spiritual entity, tormenting any department of your life, today they are retrieved and refired to hell. In the name of Jesus. Take your seat, people.
Incredible miracle, yes, sir. This is Sister Abiodun. Her word came about the arrest of household witchcraft operations. She said everywhere she goes, people see her as an old woman. She goes for a job. They tell her, we cannot give you a job. You're an old woman. She said, at the shout of I receive, she saw an old woman jumped out of her. She believes she's free.
Hey! Somebody place your hand on yourself and say, every stranger in my life, today is your end. You are living now on your mark. Get set. Shout go. Out of the body. Out of this life. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Father, thank you for everyone here today. Your testimonies are permanent. In Jesus' name. Step back to your seat very quickly. Father, thank you. 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 Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Father, we give you the praise. Wave your right hand and give him the praise. We love you, Lord. We honor you, Lord. Just before I make one or two declarations and we do one prophetic action, and then pray for the children. This week is the final week of the month of September. Give the Lord the praise. And this week is not permitted to end until what is yours enters your hands. Ellie Will ICQ continues through the week. Tuesday healing and deliverance service, the last one for September. Very explosive. Wednesday midweek service, also an explosive time in God's presence. But Friday is a worship word and wonders night for the month of September that ushers us into 1st October 2022. So you have the night vigil plus Independence Day service all overnight. Is a deliverance for Nigeria at 62. Can you play the clip on the screen very quickly?
Worship, word, and wonders night. September to November. It is the freedom service with a new beginning. Start the wonders of his presence. Ministry, Dr. Pastor Paul and Dr. Mrs. Becky Paul and Nature. There will be encounters, healings, deliverance, breakthroughs, and prophetic declarations over Nigeria at 62. Ministry in songs, Frank Edwards, Joma Jesus, Solomon Lange, Nana Olajide, Dosi Ogeka, Peter Sachs, Deborah Paul Adeche, and Dunamis Voice International. Happening live at the Glory Dome, Dunamis International Gospel Center, Airport Road, Abuja, Nigeria, on Friday, 30th September 2022, by 9:30 p.m. Come, let's cross over in his presence. Invite someone. It's our year of overflowing grace and glory.
Your voice shall be heard.
Your voice shall be heard. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. It's going to be a most explosive time, and I know your life will never remain the same. Somebody say a loud amen. We rest, and then in the evening we are out for the home church and also out for neighborhood evangelism. We are having every Sunday crusade. We are in the season of harvest, and everyone must be involved in this harvest. The handbills are available. Please pick them up and inform your friends and your loved ones. Next Sunday is Blessing Sunday for the month of October. It's going to be very explosive and very exciting and very interesting. God bless you as you come in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody shout the loud most amen. Can you turn on your phone light if you have it? Can you wave it?
Arise, shine, for your light is come. Arise, shine, for your light is come. The glory of the Lord is risen. The glory.
Just wave it one more time before you sit down. Everybody waving, waving, waving now around.
For your lies.
Arise, 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 arise. Arise, arise, and shine.
For your lies. The glory. Glory. Glory.
Two more times. Arise, 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 arise. For your life. Arise, 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 arise. Arise, 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 arise. The glory.
The glory. Glory.
your family, a new season of glory for your loved ones. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Take your seat 1 minute. Those who sang the song, you are conscious of the fact that your relationship with God is not in order. You want to have your sins forgiven. I want Jesus to be Lord over your life. Pick your Bibles and your bags quickly and rush to the frontier and let us receive you. You want to make your ways right with Jesus? You want to be forgiven of your sins? You want Jesus to be Lord over your life? I'll give you the count of 10 and be the first person to come forward here. You heard about truth. You heard about sincerity and all of that. And now, one, run forward. Don't be the last to come. Be the first. Two, and still nobody is going out here. We are here to dedicate the children. Three,
every breath that I take, every moment I'm away, I'm your way. Lord, I need you. Keep my soul. I live for you and
from the gallery, come. Don't let anything stop you. Anywhere you are coming from, I see people trooping from right there. 5, 6, 7,
Lord, have your
8,
Lord, I give you.
9,
I give you my soul.
And 10,
I live for you alone.
You have come out like this before, but you are in need of help from above. You need your sins forgiven. You are addicted to something. You want the addiction broken. There is a lifestyle you are not happy with. You want that lifestyle broken. And you want God to help you to live for Him. Smoking, drinking, womanizing, gambling, and every of this lifestyle that is destroying your life. You want them broken. Quickly come forward here. I'll give you another count of 10. 1.
I made
2.
And I want. Because I want.
To see my
quickly.
Jesus
3.
Someday.
And remember.
I've got my mind made up.
And
I want to talk.
Because I want.
To see my Jesus.
5.
Someday
I've got my mind. God, my God.
6, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
To see my Jesus someday.
What a crowd. And they are still trooping and trooping and trooping. Give the Lord a big clap. Can you see the impact of all of us pulling the souls in? Multitudes. Place your right hand on your chest, those of you in the front, and say after me, and those coming on the road, and say after me, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever, backward never. I receive the grace to live for you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you right now. I declare the hold of sin broken of your life and the grace to live for God be released upon you. I call it done. In Jesus' precious name. Somebody say aloud, amen.